Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters in Islam and humanity. Welcome to the Islamic Circle meeting, which is held every Saturday. We apologize for late starting because we have other programs going on next door. The Amir of this circle is Brother Yusuf Islam, and my name is Brother Abdul Malik. And today the subject is predestination, faith in predestination, which is one of the articles of the faith in Islam. And the learned scholar who is going to give us talk today is Brother Shoaib Hassan on my right. So without losing further time, I would like Brother to continue his talk on predestination.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من أطاعه فقد رشد واهتدى ومن عصاه فقد ضل وغوى ولا يضر إلا نفسه ولن يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the subject this afternoon is about the predestination or pre-estimation. Now this subject is mentioned in Al-Quran by two words. One is qada and the other one is qadar. Al-qada wal-qadar. Like inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. We have created everything with an estimation. And the word qada, wa qada rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyah wa bil walidayn ihsana. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, has decreed that you must not worship except him and treat your parents nicely. So the word qadar, which means to estimate, and qada, which means to have a decree or to decide something. Now, this belief that everything is pre-estimated by Allah, predestined by Allah, it is also found in all the major religions, in Judaism, in Christianity, but not much emphasis is given to that belief. But when we come to Al-Quran, when we come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a great emphasis is given on that belief that it becomes a part of our belief. As you have read in the hadith of Jibreel, when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked certain questions, what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Ihsan, in that very hadith our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke about the articles of faith, and the last one was وَالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and تَقْدِير or قَدَر, whether it is good or bad, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a part of our belief. We believe in that. Now, just to understand, first of all, what is that قَضَى and قَدَر? Then later we will come to that crucial question, that whether man is given a choice or he is just forced upon to do what is decreed That would become later. But first of all, let us try to understand the taqdeer itself. What does it mean? There is a great alim was in India, Maulana Sulaiman Mansur Puri, who got his book Rahmatun Lil Alameen, the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the most authentic book in Seerah. It has been translated into English. Now this person, in one of his letters to someone, has given five stages of taqdeer. Whole taqdeer can be divided into five different stages. The first stage, he said, that it was the will of Allah, irada, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create this universe. So at that time you can say that an impression of the whole universe was created, just an impression without all the details which were introduced later. So first of all, that was the will, which came the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, estimations of all those things which are going to be placed in this universe. That is known as miqdar or maqadir, which is according to one hadith, which is said that 50,000 years before the creation of the earth and the creation of the heavens, all these estimations were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are two things about the creation of the whole universe. Then we come to the creation of the man. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, when he was created, all his progeny, every person who is going to be created till the day of judgment, all his progeny were also shown to him. Of course, they were not at that time, they were not created as human beings. But it means that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was shown that this is your progeny which is going to come to this world. How it was shown to him? It was just an exemplary word which was shown to him, and that is mentioned in Surah Al-Araf, and it is very much known as Ahdi Alas, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created from the loins of the Adam all his creation, and asked them one question: am I not your Lord? And they said, yes, of course you are our Lord. That is the third one. The fourth stage is when the soul is breathed into the fetus in the womb of the mother. At that time, an angel comes and he writes about the age of that person, about his livelihood, about his actions, and whether he would be fortunate or unfortunate in this world. These things are written at that time. So this is the fourth stage. And the fifth stage is every year all the major incidents which are going to happen in this world are given to the angels, and they bring it down, and then everything happens in this world according to that decree. And this is known as the night of power, or Laylatul Qadr. In that night, angels come and they bring everything which is going to happen for that year. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ عَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In that night, every wise matter is distributed. So, this is his views of Maulana Sulaiman Mansur Puri. We can say that qada or qadr can be understood in a very simple matter. When you want to build a building, you have the plan first. The architect is going to make that plan. In that plan, every detail of the building is found. Later, the constructor or the builder is going to put all those details into practice, and then the building is erected. So there is a planning, which is al-qada, and there is this estimation of everything in that planning, which is al-qadr. So this qada or qadr is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then everything which is decreed there has to happen in this world. Now let us take that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word taqdeer for so many things. For example, for the sun and the moon. وَالشَّمْسُ تَدْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلٍ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْأُرُجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ And we have, the sun, it runs to a specific end for it, and that is an estimation which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is powerful, who is knowledgeable. And the moon, we have made so many stages, manazil, so many stages for it, so it grows, it is tiny in the beginning, then it starts growing into full moon, then it comes back like a twisted twig. That is about the sun and the moon. About the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have created the earth, وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala estimated in the earth everything which is needed there. And then there is a general taqdeer about everything in this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ جَعْلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for everything a taqdeer, an estimation. The same word is used for the death. نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ We have estimated the death among you, and nobody can surpass us. In Surah Al-A'la, سَبِّهِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَصَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَحَدَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has estimated, and then he guided. The word قَدَّرَ, تَقْدِير, he estimated everything, and then he guided to it. What does it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He has estimated anything, He has created all the means to have guidance to it. What is the food of a newborn baby? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has estimated that food. That is in the breast of the mother. But how the little child is guided to it without any external guidance, without any person to guide him? He knows, the baby knows his way to the best, and he is getting his food. That means, وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَذَا He estimated it, and then he guided to it. The same thing can apply to all the insects, the bee, for example, the ant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has estimated their food in this earth, and they are guided to get it. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a feeling about the evil, about the good and the evil in your own nafs. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا صَلَّاهَا فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا And by the nafs, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given its proportion, and then He also inspired in the nafs what is good and what is bad. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created our nafs, He also made an inspiration. He inspired to us that to guide us to what is good and what is bad. Now let us move to the next step, that this estimation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed about everything, and you mean that in the earth there is food for everybody. Even those insects which are living in a certain environment, they will be getting their food there. On the mountains, they will get it on the mountains. In the depths of the oceans, they will get in the depths of the oceans. We people, we are living in this earth, we got our food from this earth. The same earth got oil in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that a day would come when these people will need that oil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pre-estimated it. It was there. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى He estimated it. And then he guided the man on a specific time to get it. And this is how we, in 20th century, we got it, because we needed it. Now this pre-estimation is also written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is known as Al-Kitab. The ayah of Surah Fatir, وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَى وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِن مُعَمَّرٍ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Whatever a woman carries in her womb, and whatever she delivers is with the knowledge of Allah. So it means that this pre-estimation is the knowledge of Allah. That is one thing, that it is the knowledge of Allah. The second thing, any person who is given a lifetime in this world, and every person whose lifetime is very short, all that lifetime or age is given in a book. Fi kitabin, it is written in a book. And inna dhalika ala Allah yaseer, that is something very easy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this pre-estimation is known either as knowledge of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got the knowledge of everything which is going to happen in this world. That is one thing. Second, the very same knowledge is in a book, which is known as Allahul Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. So whatever is going to happen in this world is written there, and that is known as also taqdeer. Now let us come to this question. The man in this world is forced to do what is decreed, or he is given a choice. Is he majboor, forced, or mukhtar, given a choice? Another two words in Arabic. Is he mukhayyar or musayyar? Is he given ikhtiyar, a choice, or he is musayyar, that he is made to walk in a certain destination? This is the question. Why this question arises? Why? This question arises because we witness in our own life that in some things, in few things, we got no choice at all. You are born in a certain family, have you got any choice? No, you got no choice at all. You may think that why am I not born in the family of Queen Elizabeth, so I would be a prince now, huh? Why am I born in a poor family? That is not your choice, that is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, when a person dies at a certain place, at a certain time, you got no choice in it at all. Sometimes some incidents happen to you, and you got no say in that incident at all. So it means that there are few things which happen to us, and we witness ourselves that we got no choice into it. And again, the other thing, yes, we choose so many things. You come to the mosque with your own choice. There are few other people who are at the very same moment, they are going to pub or cinemas. It means that they have utilized their choice. You are sitting in front of TV and there are so many channels. All right, this is you yourself who choose one channel, either for news or for anything good or anything nasty. This is your own choice. Nobody can say that you did not utilize your choice. Yes, you have utilized your choice. So when you see these two different type of things, you come to know that we got the choice. But again, we don't have any choice in some other matters. So this question comes. To understand this thing, let us take a few steps, a few points. First point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned His will, and He also mentioned the will of the man. About his will, He say, فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He does what he likes. And in many places he said that إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If he wills anything, then what he does do? What he does do? He says, كُنْ, be. And it is there. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got his irada, his will. But he also mentioned the will of the man. مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. About before the battle of Uhud, there were some people who wanted dunya only, and there are other people who wanted akhirah. Another place, تُرِيدُونَ عَرَضَ الدُّنْيَا. You wanted the matter of this world. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his will and the will of the man both together in Al-Quran. In the same way, he has mentioned choice, the word mashi'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about himself, وَمَا تَشَاؤُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You don't choose anything except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses it. That is for Allah. And for the man, he said, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. And the person who wants, any person who wants, he can take his way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means that there is a choice for the man as well. وَخَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ وَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ. He created you. Out of you, some are the believers and some are the non-believers. So it means that there is a choice which is given to the man as well. The word hidayah, to guide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about himself, يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاء يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاء وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاء. He misleads whom he likes, he guides whom he likes. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاء. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't guide whom you like, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whom he likes. That is the hidayah which is attributed to Allah. And then he also mentioned the same word for the man, for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Muhammad, you guide them to the right path. So it means that we got both type of attribution. Same words, irada, mashi'a, hidayah, attributed once to Allah, once to the man. And we have to understand it later, how we can reconcile with in these two stages. How to understand it, that is the second point. The general will is, that is the will of Allah. Yes, everything which happens in this world, it is because of the will of Allah. There is no doubt about it. But the man has given a limited will, a limited choice. Why? Because he is given reasoning power. He is given the intellect. He is given aql. This is why he is different from the animal's kingdom, from the insects, from all other creatures. He is given this aql, and this is why he is given a limited choice as well. Don't you feel that choice? Yes, you feel that choice. You want to lift your hand? Yes. With my own will, I am lifting my hand. I am taking it down. I am taking Al-Quran in my hand. Everybody sees that this is the choice which is given to him. He enjoys that choice. But it is a limited choice. How it is a limited choice? It depends upon the means, internal means and external means. If internal means and external means are there, he can utilize that choice. If they are not there, you can't. I give you the example. If I want to stand, just stand, then I need my internal, all my muscles to cooperate with me. If the muscles cooperate with me, I can stand. But there are some external means as well. The place where I want to stand should be stationary. If it is revolving very quickly, I can't stand. In the same way, the height, there should be much height for me. If that is not a proper height, I can't stand. Because I need, according to my size, a place where I can stand. So it means that if all these means are available, then I can use that choice which is given to me. And if these means are not available, I can't. I give you, who can volunteer? One of the brothers can volunteer me, you brother, huh? Can you stand up, huh? No, this brother, young man, yes, can. Can you lift your one foot, one leg? Yes? Yes, he can. Yes, because when I asked him, you have lifted your one foot. Now lift both. Please. Lift both of them. You can't. Yes. So it is understandable that if the means are available, if the means are available, you can utilize your choice. But now, for this person, or for any other person, you can't lift your both legs all together at one time. So it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a choice, but it is a very limited choice. In that choice, you can work. I give you another example. For example, a horse is tied through a rope with a tree. Now this rope, say this rope is 5 meters long. So that is the circumference of 5 meters around this tree for this horse. So this horse can gallop. This horse, if there is any grass there, can eat. If there is any water, it can drink within that circumference of 5 meters. It can't go beyond that. Why? Because this is the limit which is given to it. It can't go to the length of 6 meters. Why? Because the rope for him is only, for the horse, is only 5 meters long. In the very same way, we, the human beings, we got a very limited will. We can utilize that will because of that intellect which is given to us. And this is the only reason why we are to be held responsible for every good actions or bad actions on the day of judgment. And this is why Allah SWT said, all right, if you do something by mistake, you are not responsible. If you are do something by forgetfulness, you are not responsible. If you are forced to do something, you are not responsible as well, because then there is no choice for you. This very clearly shows that whenever you utilize your choice in a free manner, then you should be responsible for that. You are given a knife, and you use that knife to kill your brother, you would be responsible for that choice. And this is why the punishment is there on the day of judgment. But another thing to understand here, that sometimes you use your will, but this action which you wanted to do does not happen. Why? Why? Because it was not willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your will follows the will of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You don't will anything except it is willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to go to Manchester, for example. That is your will. And you have utilized the means which are available to you. You have booked your train journey as well. You went to Euston Station as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want it. So this is why there was a train strike that day. You were not able to go. You have to cancel your journey. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not will it. So we got a limited will. But it can't happen until it is associated with the will of Allah. And the nearest example to that is the match, the matchbox. And you want to light a spark. So what we have to do, you have to rub that match, that stick, on the carbon on the matchbox. So when the carbon of the matchstick is rubbed on the surface of that matchbox, then there is the spark. But if you don't rub it on the matchbox, there is no spark at all. Even if you take the matchstick in your hand and you try to do it like this, it is not going to spark at all, until it is associated with the carbon on the matchbox. In the same way, your will is nothing except when it is associated with the will of Allah, then happens what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. So that is the second point. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear that there is a sunnah, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a way of Allah that He guided you to the both paths, the path of good and the path of the evil. وَحَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We have guided Him to both heights. And what are these both heights? إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Are the path of thankfulness or the path of unthankfulness? Path of Islam or path of kufr? So what is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you take one step to the path of good, it will be made easy for you. And if you take another step, step to the path of evil, it will be made easy for you. That is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not going to fail at any place. This is explained in Surah Wal-Layl. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْتَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْتَى وَاتَّقَى, the person who gives and fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and he believes in the good end which is placed for the believer. That is one of the meaning of al-husna. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, we are going to make easy for him the path of Jannah. Al-yusra, the path which leads to Jannah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, and the person who becomes a miser, niggardly, and he becomes arrogant, and he does not believe in the right end, we made the path which is the difficult path easy for him. And what is that difficult path? That path which is leading to the hellfire. So that is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you take one step to anything good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you. This is why if you pray once, the second prayer would be easy for you. If you fast the first day of Ramadan, the second fasting would be easy for you. Unlike the other persons who does not drink throughout his life, but with somehow he came to drink, the first glass of wine may be very difficult for him. But as long as he has tasted the first, the second would be easier for him. And as some drinkers have said, that from each glass, if Satan comes and he said, come and join me, drink more. So this is how he becomes a good drinker. So that is one of the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to take your own choice first. Once you take this choice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rest easy for you. How a child understands to stand or to walk or to talk? You don't teach him how to talk. The child himself, the baby himself, when at the age of 7 months, 1 year, he tries to bring some voices, then you teach him. All right, when you see all right, he can bring some voices. You say all right, say Abbu, say Ammi, say Mama, say Baba, like this. In the same way, when he tries to stand, then you take him, you hold him, you say, Allah, take another step. This is how you teach him how to walk. It means that he has tried himself first, and then you helped him. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah, take your choice first. When you have taken your choice, the next thing was easy for you. And this is also proved by the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Those people who do jihad in our cause, we are going to guide them to our ways. So first of all, you have to take that choice. Then leave the rest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing is as far as misleading is concerned. This is not true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all right, all these people, they are misled, all these people are led to the right path. No. The sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that if you choose the wrong path, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that wrong path easy for you. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُ. When they incline from the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inclined their hearts as well. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. There was the sickness in their hearts, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased them in that sickness. So it means first there was a sickness of hypocrisy in their heart. When it was found, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased their sickness. بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stamped them. Why? بِكُفْرِهِمْ, because of their kufr. First there was their kufr, infidelity, non-believing, and then it was the stamping by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then وَمَا يُذِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mislead except fasiqeen people, the sinners. It means you sin first. When you sin first, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mislead you more. And this is something you can't deny. When you got hurt, then the tears come out from your eyes. First you are hurt, then tears come out. Or it is vice versa. Tears come first and then you are hurt. No, this is not true. In the same way, you got pain. After you are hurt or before you are hurt? Of course, after you are hurt, you got the pain. That is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do something bad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases you in that misleading. First of all, this is your own choice. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this limited choice, this is why He guided you right from the beginning. First of all, He gave you this intellect to know what is good, what is bad. Second thing, He has sent the messengers from time to time to show you the right path. Then He has left this Sharia with you, the Sharia which is telling you that which is the right path and which is the wrong path. Why all these arrangements made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why? Because He has given you that choice. So He said, alright, you have to utilize your choice. You should not be misled by Satan. So My guidance is here. My book is here. My sunnah is here. And this is why on the day of judgment you are held responsible for all your actions. Now let us come to next point. The next point is, there is a difference between the will of Allah and the pleasure of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever happens in this world is willed by Allah. And if we say that, oh, all these killings which is happening in Bosnia, is it willed by Allah or not? If you say no, it is not willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helpless in front of these Serbians. They can do what they like. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful. He wills. And what is happening in this world is according to His will. But the second thing is His pleasure. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. He is not pleased that the people should commit infidelity. Al-kufr. He is not pleased with that. He is not pleased with the bad actions. What we should understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He has given us the choice, He said, alright, you got the choice, do either good or bad. Be like good Bosnian soldiers or like wolves, Serbian soldiers. It is up to you. The choice is given to you. But whatever happens in this world, it is not beyond the knowledge or the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But He does not like whatever bad actions are being done on this earth. I give you the examples, then it will be very clear to you. The ruler of this country, for example, the king, the queen, they want the people to be nice, to be nice citizens of this kingdom. They must not commit any crime. They like all the people to be good citizens of this kingdom. And every ruler wants that. But again, the king knows that there are few criminals as well. So this is why he made the prisons. So many prisons are made as well. Now, when a person commits a crime and he is put to prison, yes, it is willed by the king that these people should go to the prison because they have committed the crime. But is he pleased by this action? No, the king is not pleased by these actions. But because he knew that these people are going to commit crime, this is why they should be prisoned as well. In the very same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from all the people to become good Muslims. But He knew that some people would not like Islam. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made punishment for them, hellfire. Nobody could say, Allah, as long as you have made hellfire, so it means you wanted the people to go hellfire, so I am there for that purpose. I am committing evil. Why? Because you have created the hellfire. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask you to do something bad, to go to the hellfire. Again, another example. A father smacks his child. Why? Because he has done something nasty, bad. So he beats him. But does he like that beating? He does not like that beating. But he has to beat. Because if he does not do that, he can't discipline that child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يرضى لعباده الكفر وإن تشكروا يرضه لكم. And if you become thankful, then he is pleased by that. So these four points will make us understand the actual position of the man, whether he is given a choice or not. And as I said, he is given a limited choice. And there are some fields of his life where there is no choice at all. The biological functioning of the body. When you sleep, the biological function of the body is still running. If you got no control upon it, who is controlling it? Allah. But when you get up, it is your own choice whether to do wudu and pray Salatul Fajr or go straight away to your office. That is your own choice. Now let us take something very important, that what is the benefit of this belief that everything is pre-estimated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever happens in this world happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That gives you a lot of courage. The Muslim becomes a brave person. Why? Because whenever any calamity happens to him, he does not wail and cry. He wants to face it. He wants to face it with patience and says, oh, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to face it. He is not going to commit suicide for a tiny reason. Now here a person who did not win a lottery and he thought that he was justified for this lottery. And what he did, he committed suicide for this tiny reason. A Muslim always say, no, that is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I should be confined to that will. Let me read this ayah of Surah Al-Hadid, which is very, very clear about this fact. Ayah of Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 22. مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. No calamity befalls on the earth or in yourselves, but is inscribed in the book of decrees, which is Allah al-Mahfuz. Before we bring it into existence, verily that is easy for Allah. لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَهُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. In order that you may not be sad over matters that you fail to get, nor rejoice because of that which has been given to you. And Allah likes not prideful boasters. So the person who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, he has been tried by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with money. And the person who is born as a pauper, he is tried with poverty. And he knows that this is a trial period and he is going to receive his reward in the hereafter. So when he sees a wealthy person, he does not become jealous. He does not try to blame himself. Oh, I did not do much in this world. Why all these people, they are having nice bungalows and nice cars and nice... He always thinks that whatever is given to me, that is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is my trial. So that will give you the courage. And then it will also give you the courage to fight in the way of Allah, because you know that death is destined. It is not going to come a minute before your actual time of death. Not a minute after. It will make you a very brave person. This is why Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ajmain, they jumped into the battlefield and they have faced enemies far more in number than them. Why? Because they knew that death can only come in its own time. Let me read this ayah of Surah Ali Imran, which is also very clear about this fact. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَسَنَجْزِي الشَّاكِرِينَ. And no person can ever die except by Allah's leave and at an appointed term. And whoever desires the reward in this world, we shall give him of it. And whoever desires the reward in the hereafter, we shall give him thereof. And we shall reward the grateful. And then the next ayah. وَكَأَيِّ مِن نَبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين. And many prophets fought in Allah's cause, and along with him fought large bands of religious learned men, but they never lost heart for that which did befall them in Allah's way, nor did they weaken nor degrade themselves, and Allah loves the patience. فَمَا وَحَنُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا. They were not weak. They were not degraded in their character. Why? Because they knew that if our destiny is to die in the battlefield, we are going to die. Nobody can stop us. That is one thing why this aqeedah of taqdeer is so much emphasized in the Quran. It turned us into very courageous people. Now, in the end, let us take few criticism. First of all, nobody is allowed to criticize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala why he destined so and so. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise, he knows what is good for you. This is why you are born in a certain family and you are not born in Queen Elizabeth's house. Anyhow, if you were born there, your marriage was broken. So it means that you are still satisfied. So that is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the story of Musa and Khadr alayhi salam. Khadr alayhi salam have done three things. Musa alayhi salam didn't know what is the wisdom behind all those three things, so he criticized him. And when he told him the reality of these three things, he knew, yes, that he was wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was wise in the decision he has taken. Allah, I give another example, a very simple example. Suppose you got a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper. You tear it into two parts. One, you upon one you have written, I